Personally, a lot of my life, I haven't been balanced. Like Christiana, I'm extremely future-oriented. It makes me clumsy. I don't wait to set down an object before I let go and reach for the next thing. I don't remember much of my past. I'm always thinking, what's next? But my future orientation is actually the least of my imbalances. I want to tell you about my biggest imbalance, and to do that, I need to tell you about my lifelong quest and how it has changed. I have had a lifelong quest to understand life, not the biological process, but the human experience. I was initially hoping for a deep philosophical understanding of life. Now I'll be satisfied with a few apt metaphors for it. I have become convinced that the big questions cannot be answered in prose. My final conclusion about the human condition, my most recent final conclusion, is that most of the brain evolved before language. So our lives are actually being run by the pre-language brain, which we disdain as subconscious, because it won't talk to us. The inner pre-language brain uses emotions, memories, images, sequence of images, call them wordless stories. Without words, the inner brain doesn't have abstract thought. It uses concrete imagery. It cannot use logic. I'm sure you recognize some of the workings of your own mind in this, even if this explanation doesn't strike you as quite right. It's vital that an animal know its territory, and for us humans, a lot of our territory is in the nonverbal mind. Looking for the experience of life in philosophy or any other highly verbal pursuit is like looking for a key under the light rather than over in the dark where we lost it. When I was young, I wanted everything to be conscious, clear, well-reasoned. So I dedicated myself to science. I tried to ignore my feelings. They weren't rational. I agree that it was an unbalanced life. One evening when I was sitting alone in my apartment, I thought, this is painful. I started to go where my feelings indicated. I took up folk music, storytelling, poetry, and dancing. All as a participant and creator, not as an observer. I feel that my life has become more balanced, but my rational self keeps asking, what is being balanced? Here's what I think has been going on. I would say that I am balancing the inner and outer minds, the pre-verbal and the verbal. And I say inner and outer not only metaphorically, but because that's where the brain regions are. Poetry, stories, music, dance connect to the inner mind. So some parts of myself are getting their share. It's more diverse, but is it balanced? Maybe I'm just unbalanced in each of several areas, like trying to balance upright four table legs without the tabletop connecting them. I think it's important not only to have activities for both my inner and outer minds, but to connect them. Metaphor can connect the abstractions of the outer mind with the concrete imagery loved by the inner mind. I'll tell you about a metaphor I love. Life is a dance. Life is a dance. I'll show you how I use it to connect my dancing to my reason-loving consciousness. Saying life is a dance is saying that things we find associated with dances may indicate there are similar things associated with life. With metaphors, the more concrete, the better. It connects better with the inner mind. So I'll talk about contradance. Hey, I teach contradance. Contra is a walking dance. You mostly just walk. One step every beat of the music, 120 beats per minute. Contra dance is like square dancing, but it's danced in lines rather than squares. There's a caller who first walks us through the dance a couple of times and then calls out what we're to do just before we have to do it. Since the dance is the same figures every time through the music, eventually the caller can be quiet and just let us dance. There's a fundamental technique in contra dancing we call giving weight. You bend your elbows, make your arm muscles into springs. When hand in hand, you always maintain tension, usually pulling, sometimes pushing. The tension holds you together. So there's no need to grab. Indeed, don't grab. Holding on can hurt the other person and keep them from letting go to move on to the next figure when they need to. Cristiano, will you assist me? For example, here's a right allemande. Arms up, hands together, thumbs straight up, feet pointing past each other. We just walk forward, and the tension in our arms pulls us in a circle. For the duration, we have ceased being two people walking around each other to become a single spinning object. Most contra figures involve people coming together to form a single object and then breaking apart. I think the tension in giving weight directly applies to all human interactions. There's always some tension between people, pulling and pushing. There's always a bit of stress between people, which is why hospitals have therapy dogs. There are several figures called balance. Loosely, balance means step together pushing, then step apart pulling. Here's one version. Thank you, Christiana. Often you use that to precede a swing. You pull yourselves into it rapidly. I wonder if we humans always have tension between us because we need it the same way as in the dance. When we come together as a group, a couple, or just people chatting, is it that we become a single object during the interaction? Do we need to pull and push to hold us together while giving us enough room to perform our parts? Notice these questions come directly from the metaphor, trying to apply the structure of a dance to human life. The metaphor doesn't prove there's any such parallel, but it gives us something to look for. St. Augustine called this the allegorical mode when applied to scripture interpretation. Things in the scripture refer to other things. I think this is how we have to figure out what's going on in our inner minds. We have to repeatedly guess what our dreams, reveries, and broodings mean and check how we feel about our guesses. It's a game of warmer, colder. Eventually we can, metaphor-like, find words to describe what's going on inside. Oh, by the way, St. Augustine argued that although allegorical interpretation is to be preferred, some details could be taken as literal and historical, but only if that would make sense given what we know of the world. St. Augustine's is the traditional Christian approach to scripture interpretation. Just saying. Looking back on my quest to understand the experience of life, I have realized that much of the understanding cannot be verbal because it is being experienced by a part of the mind that does not use words. But I can, by metaphor and other means, connect the inner mind's understanding to my conscious understanding, achieving more balance and wholeness. I hope you find balance in your own divided mind. And let me finish up with one more connection from contra dance to life. As I said, contra dance moves rapidly. People come together with a lot of energy. They could injure each other, but they don't. I was sitting out one dance, watching how people do it. They slow themselves down just before they come together. They have their arms bent, their muscle springs ready. They take care of each other. I was talking to an English woman at the time. She said, "Europeans think American dancing is wild and uncontrolled, but this is almost regal." Not a word that would have come to my mind. But if anybody knows regal, it should be the English. That leads me to St. Augustine's anagogical mode of scripture interpretation. Interpreting scripture as describing how things are in the kingdom of heaven, which is to say, how things would be in an ideal society. I think in this fellowship, we are mostly doing the same thing that we're doing in contradance. We are taking care of each other. And that is how I hope all human interactions will be across all societies throughout the world. Being gentle with each other, being concerned that others are getting their share of joy. The sheer joy of dancing together. So, let's balance. Please stand as you are willing and able. Christiana, please join me. Here's a simple balance. Bend your elbows, make arm muscles into springs, hold hands along the line. Normally, if you are going to lean back and forth, you'd all be leaning the same way. For balance, half will be leaning one way and half the other at the same time. While you're leaning left, both your neighbors are leaning right. You'll be pushing gently on the hand of your left neighbor and pulling on the hand of your right neighbor, and then lean the other way, back and forth. I notice a lot of you can't break the habit of all leaning the same way at the same time. Try again. If your neighbors are leaning one way, you lean the other. I'm sure you can negotiate in the line after a short time. Try again. Please remain standing.